Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Jacqueline Wilson spent quite a lot of time at her first school staring out of the window whilst making up imaginary tales in her head. It led her teacher to nickname her Jackie Daydream, a title she then used for the first part of her autobiography. She had written her first novel on a Woolworths notebook by the time she was 9. I don't think it featured her most famous creation, Tracy Beaker, but as soon as she hit the page, Jacqueline's success was assured. She's heralded now for her ability to write about adult themes such as divorce and bereavement in a way that younger readers find believable and totally lacking in condescension. She lives in Kingston upon Thames, where she spent most of her childhood. Her father was a civil servant and her mother an antiques dealer. Her house now has 15,000 books in a specially adapted library building at the bottom of the garden. She says that she still finds time to read a book a week, even though she's a prolific writer herself. And perhaps all of that is a result of the swimming. She does 50 lengths a day before breakfast. She'll just be drying off as we start these then. Dame Jacqueline Wilson's Inheritance Tracks.
The track that I inherited is Pasadena by the Temperance Seven. Way back in the very early 1960s, it was considered very cool indeed. I was not a cool child. We'd grown up without much music. I didn't get a record player until I was 15. And then I spent all my pocket money on records, but didn't quite know what to buy. I bought very early Cliff Richard and Adam Faith, but I knew that they didn't quite cut the mustard. There was this little gang of girls at school, amazing arty girls who wore duffel coats. They had Bannerbomb badges, they had black tights. I wanted to be like them. I sort of hovered on the edge and I heard them talking about the Temperance Seven and traditional jazz, and I thought, aha. I managed to hear this record, Pasadena, and immediately fell in love with it. They weren't a serious band. They were a whole group of art students. They were sending each other up. The guy singing, who is not the greatest singer in the world, called himself Whispering Paul McDowell, and he sang through one of those sort of megaphone things.
Here's my reservation.
And when they sang, everybody did this wonderful joggy up and down traditional jazz dance, which I love to do. I was forever getting crushes on boys that I scarcely knew, declaring undying love in my diary one week, and then completely forgetting that particular one and going off to tangent and getting another crush on somebody else. There was all this stupidity going on in my life. If I had known then that it was going to be okay, I think maybe I'd have relaxed a little bit.
I'll settle down.
I never got into that particular gang, but only a couple of years later I went up to Dundee to start my career as a very junior journalist, and I arrived feeling very shy. But I was wearing London clothes and I knew about London things. And suddenly I was the cool girl. And I showed them how to do that wonderful jigging around traditional jazz dance. And we had a whale of a time. Every time I hear this song, I'm back being 15, trying to be cool, almost within my grasp, but not quite. The track that I would pass on is These Are the Days of Our Lives by Queen.
Sometimes I get to feel it. I was back in the old days, long ago.
I became a really ardent Queen fan, but really not until poor Freddie Mercury had just died. I read all the obituaries and I just thought, what an amazing, outrageous person. I went out and I got their album Innuendo, and I was just astonished by the power and the beauty of so many of the songs.
Those were the days of our
It seemed to be such an extraordinary way of dealing with something terrifying, Freddie Mercury's slow and very painful death, by using this emotion and creating wonderful, totally controlled music with lyrics that could be very personal if you wanted to look that way, but also anybody could listen and feel gentle and nostalgic and slightly sad, but comforted.
Ain't that a shame? Oh, I'd like to go back one time.
When they made the video for These Are the Days of Our Lives, Freddie could barely stand. He was painfully thin, but sort of patted himself out a bit with shirts under his shirt. And he was standing there so bravely, singing his heart out, and that voice was so beautiful. And the tender way that Brian and Roger and John were looking at him, it sort of brings tears to your eyes.
These are the days of our lives.
To be able to get together with your pals and make this fantastic album when you were dying, I just thought this was such an incredible thing to do. I hope my grown-up daughter will remember back to her childhood and the happy things we did together, and yet remember that that was in the past and that was great, but now we go on. It's not a self-pitying song. It's beautiful. And it's so sweet in that, yes, he says, I still love you. And then right at the end, he whispers, I still love you. I don't know, after I've died, whether my loved ones will play it and then hear this little whisper and then think of me whispering, I still love you.
I still love you.
It seems in one way a bit schmaltzy, but it's lovely too. And I really believe in the power of these lyrics.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.